Okay, boy or girl?
I tend to look at a guy more. Mm. But also because to see how he's doing things.
Yes, that's what I want
to
say.
This guy was drunk. He wanted to puke.
Oh,
what
no.
he did was he turned around. He just... One time. And he flew. That one sludge, that paste, flew into the other table's ice bucket. And they didn't know. So they wanted to scoop ice into the drink.
Oh, no! Made out with a girl and she vomited in my mouth.
Then?
So now if I vomit, I'm going to embarrass her. So I swallow her vomit.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. So you what continued the makeup.
I continued making out of her. She said sorry.
Hustle, bro. Respect the hustle.
Welcome back to the Liquor Courage Show, the world's number one podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today, we have something special for you because we are at Acid Bar.
Acid Bar.
What do you have for me? We have a lot of drinks.
This is one of my favorite cocktails.
What is this
called,
again?
It's called a Vukare.
Vukare.
Wow.
Yeah, V-U-E-X-C-R-X-X.
It's like Kelly, sweet and strong.
Wow.
What's inside?
That's a very nice
face just like
why?
I'm shocked.
You cannot take compliments,
what's
actually.
What's inside?
You never see how she punched lemon just now, bro.
What's inside?
Let him taste first.
He's like, yeah, rubber. What happening?
Hennessy.
Huh?
Is it Hennessy?
Pizza. Yeah.
Hennessy and something. Ah.
Wow, you really know your shit, man. Wow. You know
your acid.
Yeah.
It's like a sweeter Hennessy.
It's Hennessy, whiskey, and Dom Benedictine.
Oh, okay.
So it's just alcohol.
Alcohol, lah. So who's gonna try this one?
Oh. Huh?
Who's gonna try?
No, we try.
Oh, yeah. Kelly is driving.
Why
today?
Kelly is scared? Oh, Kelly, you're driving.
Yeah.
How is it? Very nice.
It's like, I wasn't ready. I don't think I'll be ready for this.
Yeah,
it's all alcohol. It's
are
all
you ready,
alcohol.
Bro?
It's all alcohol. But
make
it's
some
like,
noise.
Are you ready?
Are you getting hype, bro? I'm trying to be like Wesley because he's so cool. He's an MC.
If I want to do that, your mic will be a bit like, it'll be very loud though.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Can you give us a demo?
We want monitoring. So
thank
let's
you.
Hope that.
It's amazing, man.
This is some good shit. Now, while you guys... holy shit, you actually finished it there.
Left a bit for you.
Left a bit at the bottom.
Left a bit. We have some food as well. More information on the food will be on our Instagram page where we kind of talk a little bit about what is offered here. But this is very interesting. This is a kuih pai tea. Does anybody want to try a kuih pai tea?
Looks spicy as hell, though.
Oh,
is it spicy?
No, I mean, looks like
there's dried chili on top.
Yeah, but I don't know whether it's spicy. La.
Can you try?
I will try the satay.
Try one kuih pai tea.
I don't want
to try
spicy.
Try la. Can I take an Insta story
and
help
them
to promote?
Okay, of course.
Yeah, no, take it.
No,
take
first.
No, take it. The art is about being natural.
Oh, natural.
3, 2, 1, take it.
Wow. Action shot.
Oh, you?
Okay, let's keep talking.
I forgot about these cameras. La.
Okay, I'm gonna try on the quick.
Okay.
I like spicy.
Daniel's gonna go for
the quick. I'll let you know if it's spicy or not.
In the meantime, while we sort this out, Wesley, I wanna ask you a question, which is what is with you and your obsession with making out in a club?
I don't make out in the club.
Oh, no. Sorry, I worded that wrongly.
You don't make out in a club?
Nobody wants to make out with me in a club anyway.
Wait, you don't make out or nobody wants to make out?
Both.
Cannot be both.
Both, nah.
Yeah, you don't make up because nobody want to make out, or you don't make up because you just don't like making out.
No, I like making out, but I don't go to the clubs and do it.
Okay, the question is, have you ever
made out in a club?
Of course I did, lah. Okay.
When last time.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. Right, cheers.
Drink to that.
Okay, but when was the last time?
With consent.
Yeah. Consent is very important, guys.
But when was the last time you made out?
Well, years ago.
Now, okay, so the reason why I brought this up, Wesley is not known for making out in clubs, but I was stalking him la, as I do for research on the show, and you have this highlight reel. Now, for some context, you are a MC in nightlife, right?
Okay, so I actually do event hosting, right? But I also do nightlife at the same time. So I do event launches, I do D&Ds, wedding galas, you know, etc. Shook, right, in the food.
His mic is not a problem, but now he's going...
That was intentional by Jarvis.
I didn't know like that turned him on, but okay. I mean, whatever floats your goat, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so like I'm also a MC in the nightlife, a hype man. We call ourselves a hype man.
Mm-hmm.
So we stand beside the DJ.
You're 3, 2, 1, let's go, fella.
Yeah, so we're the annoying bugger beside the DJ screaming la, in the mic. That's what people like to say.
Can I just ask a quick question? Which is like, how do you find, like, do you have a run out of things to say? How many times can you ask people to put their hands up?
That's a very common question that we get. Like, a lot of people say, hey, well, so you're the guy that always says, put your hands up.
Yeah.
We do say a lot of other stuff, but we usually flow with the music.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes we do freestyle a little bit, but we it's just with the music, lor.
Now, Daniel, he has a favorite hype man lines. He was telling me about it, which is, what was it? Tighten your anus, is it?
Tighten your anus is a great one.
Wow.
Salvatore
Ganacci.
It's an amazing line.
Yeah. So like this guy is literally
what?
My spirit animal.
What is this?
Like he played at Tomorrowland. He's a DJ. He played at Tomorrowland. He's an Italian fella, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he like, the music was starting to build up a bit and he's like, everybody, relax your anus. And everybody's like, what?
Wait, this is like a Tomorrowland.
This guy's playing the biggest festivals in the world, Tomorrowland, yes. Ultra. All of them he plays. And he's like call back him year on year.
Yeah.
He's an amazing DJ.
Yes.
And suddenly he will just play music and go to sleep.
Yeah.
At some point he'll just disappear, he'll sleep. He started one of his sets in the crowd instead of on the DJ podium. And then everyone's wondering where's the DJ, and he's just standing in the middle of the crowd going, boo!
This DJ boo, but that's him, you know? Yeah.
What's his name?
Salvatore Ganacci.
And he's like this in real life. Like, some of my friends have met him at events, and so like, he goes to shake their hands and then goes, boo!
Yeah, he's literally my spirit animal, I swear.
Now, with nightlife, you have this like, what's the... IG highlights, of people making out at your gigs. How did that come about? I really want to talk about this because that was the one thing I was just like, I need to ask this fellow. Yeah.
And
it goes back a long time, right?
Actually, it goes back to, I started in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, before COVID.
So wait, I don't know the context.
Okay, so like in 2019, I started taking videos of people making out in clubs. And then like I don't know. That's not my thing. But like I get bored. Sometimes I get
this is your dying question.
Yeah, it's just died. I want to know lah.
Okay, but you take videos of people making out in your
in the clubs that I work at. Because sometimes, to be honest, like I do this every week.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So after a while, of course, I'm gonna spice up my work life a little bit.
Yep.
Or spice up my social content.
Yep.
So like sometimes when I see people making out, I'm just like, man, you could have done better. I just like Zoom.
Sometimes they're rabat one. They're like,
This is tongue and everything.
Some of them like damn angry.
Hey, this is good shit.
Yes. That's funny, bro.
Sometimes I watch also. I'm like, yo, what?
No, I watched the whole thing. I've watched the whole thing.
Well, I saw the timeline at the top. It's just dots, bro. That's a lot, bro.
Yeah, sometimes wretched, man.
Nobody does it in Singapore, so like, I just thought like maybe I should start.
You should start like a dedicated TikTok account.
Oh my god,
where you just do that.
I mean, would I get cancelled for it though?
No.
Okay, yeah. So let's discuss that. Is that wrong with filming it? Because you are in a public space and you're literally on a stage.
You are not wrong.
These things.
Okay, here's the thing, if you want to make out in the corner of a club, all right, discreetly, do your thing. I'm not gonna interrupt you or anything. But if you specifically go up to the podium, and you start making out like frantically or vigorously or violently, then everybody can
those
see
three la.
Yeah. Everybody can see what.
Sometimes I see your videos also like
rabas.
Wow, yeah, rabas.
And I think because like it's also for my own self entertainment. I like to come up with like random quotes, like quirky lines, like this one just now lick all the earwax tasty or not? That kind of shit, you know.
The earwax.
That's funny.
Why?
Yeah.
No, because I know some people are like into like ears. They talk to the ears.
No, but I don't think you should stop doing this because I just last week I met a guy who takes pictures of trolleys from NTUC. Dude.
Why?
And because a lot of people bring the trolley home.
Uh huh.
Then they park it under the void deck.
Okay.
So it's like weird places where you park your shopping cart.
I follow this account as well.
I want to follow this
account. Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
I made submissions to this account, bro.
Oh my god, that's genius.
Yeah, so if you can make submissions. Like you see NTC trolley under a fucking void or in a drain or what, just take photo and like there's an account dedicated for that.
You know, it's come to a point where like quite a number of my followers, they would send me videos.
Kelly, you're still just going. Are you okay or not?
She's like, she's
a bit. Are you getting down
bad a bit?
She's a fan.
Down bad a bit.
She's a fan now. Watching people make out, getting way into it.
She's inspired.
Like, honestly,
catch her at the club this weekend.
Digging the asshole.
What?
Yeah, there's a video of this one guy at the old club.
He just making out. I never see digging asshole.
No, make out, right? After the hand go to the ass crack.
You can Really? At night you can see that maybe you can masturbate to it.
Then maybe you smell the fingers.
No,
I don't think for me when I'm watching it and enjoying that content, it's not really much of a
digging ass.
It's not to jack off to, like, it's just a very like curiosity.
Like wow.
Yeah, why would you?
Sure, whatever you say.
No.
He said it, not me.
Like, my audience knows what I jack off to, but this is not it, right? This is just not it. Well, not pigeons, but can I just say this though, for your content, right? When you do this kind of thing, right? I wanna kinda take it back. So you've been young before.
That's a bit mean. Oh, wow.
I mean like that. I'm saying like,
I mean, when
calling him out.
Before you were an MC, you come up or make out in class before one month, right?
Yeah.
Before.
And would you...
On a weekly... No?
No, not on a weekly basis. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Okay, sorry. Finish your question.
So do you think that it's a bit controversial, right, for you to put that content out there? Even though I get it, it's in a public space. Because I'm thinking to myself, right, I was about to say Daniel knows, but it sounds a bit weird. I've gotten drunk and made out with people. Not Daniel, but made out with people.
I'm glad they clarified.
I was about to say, he knows, like, he knows. But I've gotten drunk and made out with not Daniel, but other people, right?
Other guys,
and again, not Daniel, right? And can I just say this, lah? I would be very, very crushed if someone took a video on that and posted it on their IG highlights. But that's also my fault.
I wouldn't be crushed. I'd be happy. I'll say thank you.
No, because I'm not a good kisser. Memories, Daniel good doesn't memories. Know this, but I'm not a good kisser.
But that's your problem.
No, because I enjoyed the moment, but wow, thank you for taking it, like capturing the moment.
Immortalized.
Have you ever gotten someone into trouble?
Yeah, has anyone like replied to your stories?
Yeah, like maybe someone noticed that, hey, that's my boyfriend kissing
So they haven't said, that's my boyfriend or girlfriend. I haven't said so far.
Yeah, okay.
However, they said, oh my god, that's my friend. Mm. But I don't think that's his girlfriend.
Allah.
And I'm just like, I am just the bystander here. Mm. Right? Even though I took the video, I'm just the bystander. Y'all sort your shit out. It's nothing to do with me, but you can use my video. Yeah. It's not my problem.
What? Kelly, is making out in a club cheating?
Yes.
I mean, depends who you're making out with.
If you are making out with someone who's not in, your partner is cheating.
Then of course that's cheating.
That's cheating straight away.
How the fuck is that a question?
club is no cheating, is it? Like,
no, I just thought that you would have something to chime in with, like. It was just a question.
Okay, so have you ever like
made out in clubs? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a podium or like on the dance floor?
Can I bring up
the funny thing? The funny thing is, women, let's say me, I usually make out with my girlfriends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't like randomly make out with guys.
I think guys, let's just.
Okay. Well done.
Thank you for the service. Yes.
Thank you for your service.
We salute you.
Yes.
We need more people like you, honestly. Yeah.
Sure.
Why you never catch any of these encounters?
I haven't had a chance to see yet. Not yet.
When you go to club,
it's just male and females.
Okay. Yeah. Let him know when you're going to the club next.
We all organized.
Okay, guys. Honest question, right? No bullshit. Don't bullshit me, right? But when you're watching his videos, right? You look at the guy or girl? Because I'm looking at the guy.
Wait, what?
Because I will want to rate
making
his,
out
like his videos, right? That you all were watching just now, right? You all look at the girl or look at the guy?
I'm looking at it as a couple.
Yeah, I also look at it as a couple.
You're referring to his video or like porn?
His video.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't know. It's a porn question. Like, you know, looking at a guy, looking at a girl.
That's a very obvious answer. But I'm saying in his video, right?
No, it's not an obvious answer.
Yeah, it's not though.
What do you mean?
Okay, porn, boy or girl?
Why me first?
Okay.
I tend to look at a guy more. Mm. But also because to see how he's doing things.
Yes, that's what I want to say. Which is like, I'm looking at a guy in that video because I'm like wondering how guys look when they make out.
Are you taking
because
down notes?
I only see girls because I'm making out with women, you know?
But technically when you make out with a woman, you don't see her making out.
Yeah.
No, sometimes how I open my...
That's
fucking
weird.
Yeah,
that's
fucking
weird.
No, I don't.
Like, something girl is just like, what are you looking at?
Sometimes I open my eyes just to check for traffic or anything around.
Where are you making out? You're in the middle of the road.
I'm checking for this girl, whether he's taking video of me. Sometimes I just open my eyes.
The thing is, even so, your face is so close, you're just looking at the girl's eyes. How do you see the girl making out?
You can see what? You got no macro mode, man.
No, but you cannot see her tongue actions all what?
No, I'm just checking whether she's bored. you know, and she's still into how it. If it's the same girl, I don't know, bro.
How fucking insecure.
I'm sorry,
are you?
But like,
I'm just picturing,
right? No, let's say if the girl is invisible, right?
Yeah.
And there's a camera in front of you, you'll just be like. You know what I mean? I'm like, is that not weird?
No, that's what I'm saying, right? I would not be okay, like, if you take video all.
Yeah, like, you're like that, who wants?
I would not be okay if the woman opening the eyes while making out with me.
No. Okay, so glad to report the girl never opened her eyes before, lah.
Okay.
Only me, just to check clear. And can I just say, I'm not constantly open, I'm just like,
okay, that's fine.
A quick check.
You try to communicate Morse code to people around you.
SOS.
Where's the thing, a video of you?
It's checking, right, for any, like, also, you know how the game's the game, in a club, right, okay. You make out with one girl, right, that girl gonna get stolen to make out another guy, or, so, you know, you check for other threats.
How does that work?
What?
No.
Too high level.
For him, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
This is what you set yourself up.
I think it's a normal thing.
I understand, you know, even if it's 3 a.m, right, still can do better, like, let's move on.
I've gotten that before, yeah. I've gotten.
You're for some you.
It's not
every woman, but unfortunately.
So y'all can just say y'all don't relate, right? Y'all don't need to say all these mean things, right? No, but okay. So for in this example, right? Apparently y'all cannot relate, lah, huh? But what is like the worst story that you have? Like, I mean, you obviously have a lot of stories to tell when it comes to making up or like rabak shit in the club. Mm. What's the worst thing you saw, Wesley?
You say rabak shit. Okay, so I think guys putting their hands and groping the breasts, the hands going to the ass crack. I think one thing about me is that when I do it, like, it's all for like shits and giggles.
Yep.
Right? I don't jack off.
Ass crack that shit.
No.
Like, oh, what?
Really?
I get
that you
ass, crack ass shits and giggles.
Come on.
Okay, sorry. Okay, go on.
But in any case, like, I kind of like, for entertainment purposes, I read their Mickey Art session with comments.
Right.
Oh, wow. So like, for example, I'd be like, honestly,
men's a connoisseur.
Yeah. So like, honestly, like, y'all could have like a bit more action, move a bit more, like, why y'all so stiff? You know what I mean? Or like, I think there was
so
one.
So
you
go there and tell them themselves?
No, I don't tell
you. You go there and check. I think you're more stiff.
I can move a bit, no? Yeah. Stiff, huh?
You go and private coaching.
The girl, the eye open already, getting bored.
Well, like, yeah. never see.
Can you imagine you're making out and then you have to.
Okay. I mean, I have a story
a bit
of
more
it.
Tongue, a bit more tongue action, yeah, a bit more ass crack
checklist,
action.
Bro. Tongue action, 7.5. Eyes open, -5.
Then you pass them. There you go, your rating for the night.
If you take like a gold star sticker, stick on the shelf.
Then you have to pin here the rest of the night.
It's not a bad idea. Right?
I should.
You print out something, like legit print out something, give it
an end. Make some cards that you fill in on the spot, then you give them.
Well, buy like the primary school, the stickers. Well done.
Make out.
Get a custom shop, bro. Let's go.
No, but as a man, if I'm making out and then you come and tell me, well done, then everyone knows that this sticker means I kiss good.
I'll be proud.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, we got to happy. Come on.
But okay, I generally, when I work in the nightlife, so I tend to like to be a bit chaotic. So like, there are nights where like I'm a little bit high or bust, and then like at the end of the night, I'll say on the mic like, you could have done better. The guy's kind of ugly, so there's another one there.
Oh shit!
The guy's just like, yeah, but I'm drunk, so like,
bro, you
like,
basically cock block the fella, lah.
Okay, so one thing about me is that because like,
you should be you're the hype man. You should be guiding cocks, bro.
I'm so chaotic to a point where I tell them, guys, if you're looking for a sign to break up, this is your sign. It's breakup season anyway. What do you think for what?
You just
do
the
it.
Mic.
There's so many guys.
Make someone if you're gonna break up now.
Just do it.
Chaotic evil.
Yeah. So like, I haven't been chaotic evil before until recently.
Okay, tonight we're chaotic evil.
It is Sunday.
Oh wow, God, you suddenly got days.
Sunday was like rest day.
Sunday rest day by drinking cocktail, eating and talking shit. Lunch out. Let's be chaotic evil.
Let's do it. Let's
okay.
Do it.
I've got a gross one.
Okay.
So, went outside the club, right? And saw like a group of friends taking care of this girl, gone. Like puking and everything, right? Half an hour later, I see her making out with another girl.
Ew,
oh,
yes.
Normal.
Oh my god, I saw that before.
Yep. It's a rabak thing.
Yep, normal.
And I saw it with my own eyes. The girl just puked into the ice bucket. And then he just turned around and make out with my friend. Ew.
Then you made out with your friend?
No, the girl.
Oh.
I had a similar thing I saw. However, I mean, there was no making out involved. But I need to say, I'm fucking impressed by this one dude. I was at a club working on New Year's Eve. This guy from this table here in front of me, there's another table at the corner that said, now the ice bucket, It's integrated into the table.
Uh-huh.
Right, it sinks into the table.
Okay.
This guy was drunk. He wanted to puke.
Oh,
what
no.
he did was he turned around. He turned around. He looked in one random direction. He just... One time. And he flew. That one sludge, that paste, flew into the other table's ice bucket. And they didn't know. So they wanted to scoop ice into the drinks.
No! Ah!
I couldn't help it, but I low-key was fucking impressed.
No, it's impressive.
Because
it's
impressive, one time.
Bro, that's a Mortal Kombat move, bro.
Yes.
That's reptile, bro.
Bro, that's the haka, bro.
Yeah. And just one paste that just comes out and lands in fucking ice bucket.
Bro,
what
that's
kind of accuracy
that's
is that?
That's the real ice bucket challenge I want to see.
Oh, no.
But don't you think that...
I just
please, no.
But don't you think that sometimes you just have to do that?
No, what do you mean?
What do you mean? No, as in you know that you are so drunk, you don't want to puke and then you'll be okay.
No, but why you puke to other people?
No, like, I mean, not exactly that, but just like, because I also do, I don't wear.
You've done
no,
it.
But here's the thing. Yeah, it'll be puke continuously. This guy, he just turned. He just, one time, he turns back, bro.
I'm very curious.
Can I do this? No, he didn't really, it's an exaggeration.
Really?
But he's just like, basically, he just turned, he just, and it goes back. I'm like,
but, How so soon? Yeah, like
that's the thing.
So got like trajectory and like elevation.
And sometimes got the wind, you know, the aircon blow.
he checked the wind direction first, like everything. Wind speed, everything. What the fuck?
Oh my god, that's mad.
No, but I low-key very impressed. I've never seen that before.
Maybe right. That was the Avatar, dude.
Maybe.
Water bender, bro.
Everything, bro.
The puke bender.
Oh shit.
But it's something that I would want to pay him to teach me.
Actually, it's a very good party trick.
Yeah.
Hey, watch this. Done. I feel better now.
But it's always in another fella's ice bucket, lah. It has to be there.
Did you tell the fella?
Yeah. Did you tell anyone?
No. Why would you tell him? I want to watch him.
I just watched it happen.
That's the chaos. You have to watch to see what happens.
But because I was so speechless at that point, like I couldn't find the words to say. I'm just like, how? How does this even happen?
It's just after that you see this, like, oh, put your hands up, guys. What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah.
So you saw them drink.
No, they just scooped the ice and they're like, what the fuck's that?
Okay.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh my god. Then they ask for change. Oh,
thank god.
You never get a drink. I mean, I've seen.
Were you hoping for them to actually like, just pretend like nothing happened, go and drink on?
I mean, I've seen a friend puke into a glass, dump the contents on the floor, pour a new glass, and pass it to a girl.
It was terrible.
To be fair, the girl didn't pay.
Master, put a bucket there. Can Kelly try? Wait, God.
Hey, you try. You want to puke, just one piece. Got bucket there.
Have you not been in a position where you puke, but then your puke is still in your mouth, you have to swallow your puke?
Have I.
Yeah? So it's the same one.
No, but you don't use the same cup and give to ask for more cups, lah.
But that is drinking your
own. Oh, is that the same?
Yeah.
But that is drinking
your own. Maybe the fella very introverted. Cannot talk to the service staff. So, okay, lah. That technically is a glass, lah. Let's use it.
I mean, so if it's my own glass, okay lah. But why give to other people? But to be fair, right, girls don't usually pay for drinks, lah. So you know what? Fuck them, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let them drink people.
Yeah. Fuck them,
lah. Equal opportunities.
What a salty guy.
Why?
Just because the girl that you're making out with went for another guy, you're like, oh.
No, who hurt you?
I have a story. I have a story though because making out in clubs. I remember this story. This was back in the day. Mm-hmm. At this club, you might remember called.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That was back then.
Way long ago.
So I remember I was drinking, right? Because I was very excited that I met the owner. And then he liked me a lot, so he gave me a lot of drinks.
And then you made out with him?
No, I didn't make out with him. that I know of, that I remember of. I didn't make out with him. But I remember I was talking to one girl. And the next thing I remember, I sober up, I inside another girl.
You inside another girl?
Yeah. My tongue inside her face.
Inside.
Oh.
The context was so...
No, because the only thing that sobered me up, right, was when she bite my tongue, lah.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun. Then I remember like, hey, this one not the same. Impressive. So the entire time
what's
I was making
what's the rating
out,
for
right?
Tongue biting, bro?
Why would you bite your tongue?
I don't know. But she bite my tongue, right? Sometimes that's why. Like that that's shit. Why my eyes were open. So ever since then, I opened
which,
my eyes.
Which part of the tongue? Which part?
The back of the tongue, the front, the tip.
My lip. Yeah.
What the fuck? Will you bite a tongue?
The tongue and the lip very different.
Yeah.
For you all, lah.
Do you know the difference?
Now we understand Clement's problems, lah, with women. Like, it's understandable. Like, you are becoming more and more understandable to our audience. people sometimes ask me, is Clement really like that? And I say yes lah. And there are reasons why lah. We're still unpacking Clement as a person.
We're still
trying to understand.
In all my years of experience,
I just wanted to justify the eye opening from just now. Okay, I've been holding in the entire time.
You're the first and only person I know that has ever gotten bitten on the tongue.
On the tongue, yes.
As and you
that's
can't
not done by yourself.
Bite.
Like, no, somebody else. No, why would you do that?
Why would anyone bite the tongue? The tongue complains.
You bite the lip is very
sensual.
Essential.
That one allowed. That one okay. Rating up.
Yeah.
What does sexuality have to do with anything?
No, not sexuality. Sensual.
Sensual.
Sexuality.
Yes. Not sexuality. Sensuality.
If a girl bite my lips, I'll be like, oh yeah, baby.
Yes.
I'll bite it back.
But you bite the tongue, of course, I'm angry lah. Like, why the my tongue? Later after I want to eat supper, then I cannot taste anything.
Bro, that's like some Hannibal Lecter kind of shit, dude.
Yes. Bro, boys, all I'm saying is that I'm sharing this to justify the eye-opening, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay?
So that's why it's momentarily, sometimes, as I'm making out nowadays, quick check.
So wait,
quick
every check. Single time you open because the girl beat your tongue?
No, I scared the different girl. I scared the girl change.
Oh, I scared the girl change.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Justified. Yes,
because
I get it
happens.
Now.
It happens. It happens.
Because the girl what?
Change.
She scared the girl change. That's why I opened the eye.
The next time I remember...
Are you sure these girls are real or not your hallucinations, right?
Oh my god.
What do you mean hallucinations?
Because why would the girl change?
What?
But it's a good problem to have.
Thank you.
You don't need to try hard.
No, I do get a lot of compliments. I get a lot of hate. So now when you
get a lot of hate,
yeah, I get a lot of hate.
HEAD.
No.
HATE. Sorry,
definitely not.
Then that completely ran out of context.
Even that is a good compliment.
We know.
Whoa.
We know. We know. Now, okay. So when it comes to making out at a club, right? Have you guys ever had any like rabak stories outside of Wesley? Anyone else want to share?
I think the most rabak story person in this table would be Mr. Jarvis right here. I mean, you literally had a news article. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, what? Yeah, what?
I met out with a girl and she vomited in my mouth.
What?
This was in Rebel. Rebel is Zeka.
Zeka Rebel, yeah.
Oh my god.
So I was making her like, she's just like, whoa.
Then you vomit back,
Return to sender.
No, I just
Infrared.
No, because she completely vomited in my mouth and there's no vomit anywhere else.
Then?
So now if I vomit, I am going to like, embarrass her. So I swallow her vomit.
Okay.
Oh my
okay.
God.
So,
what a gentleman.
So you continue the makeup. Respect the hustle, bro. Respect the hustle.
I just want to say he's saving his teeth from wear and tear. He's taking her nutrients.
Yeah, I mean, I always swallow my vomit.
Imagine you swallow and then you want to puke, then you puke back into her.
No.
Oh my god. What is this?
Then the amount just doubles.
But what it tastes like? Like bak chor mee or what? Like chicken rice. Oh, okay.
No, in my head is because I was drunk. And so, these things like sometimes my friends drunk and they want to vomit, I'll put my hands and let them vomit in my hands.
Right,
because so that I don't want to dirty the bar,
right.
I don't need to pay money.
You have a thing with vomit lah, is it?
You know, as you're a lot of my, I grew up.
You watch it like you take the vomit, what?
You have a thing with vomit.
You watch too much two girls, one cup, is it?
No. I am just okay with the fact that people vomit after they are drunk.
Okay, right.
It's normal lah.
Yeah, so when you watch two girls, one cup, you're like, yeah lah, you know.
No, two girls, one cup, shit, it's not vomit wah.
I got vomit also what? They shit, then they vomit, then they drink.
I just want to say I'm very proud that I've never watched Two Girls, One Cup.
Kelly, you okay or not? Like,
I managed to avoid everything except the first second.
No, I watched it, but
I don't want to watch
which
it.
Which is, I think it's worse than the vomit. I won't.
No, but you swallow, that's the thing.
Girl shit on my mouth.
So you're a swallower, like, you're not a spitter. Like.
I am both. Depending on situation.
Depending on digestion.
No, but she didn't, like she said, sorry, I'm so sorry. Like she wasn't like, we're so sorry. Continue dancing. Like, she was sorry about it. Like it's not a normal thing.
But what happened after?
No, like I just swallowed and then.
Did you go home like?
No, then she was shocked that I swallowed. And she started to gag because I saw it. Fucking bitch, you're vomiting. Why are you gagging?
It's a normal reaction, man.
Yeah, la, but she vomit my mouth, she gagged.
Alright, can we have a female perspective?
Like, how dare you?
How dare you?
I want to ask Kelly, imagine you're in this situation, a guy that you're making out with, right? You puke into his mouth, he swallow. would you continue making out? Like, what would you do?
No, I will. Run away, so fucking embarrassing. What
I saved her embarrassment.
And honestly, right, before I puke, I will most probably already like try to get away because you know puke is not like immediately.
You never know, feel you never know
the puke.
Yeah, but you know what? You know.
You kind of know. You feel nauseous first, what? So I
No, I think sometimes it does sneak up on you.
No, sometimes okay, maybe Jarvis is just a really good kisser. Then the fellow cannot
charm. Action too good.
Or maybe I'm
his tongue went all the way.
That is true.
Actually, that's why I puked.
That, no, that but might be the reason.
I will run away, man. And if the guy swallow my puke,
oh god,
I will. Oh my god.
Is that enough? He could be the one. He could be the one.
Basically, if he can swallow your puke, he can take any.
Yeah.
He can take
a judgment. This is nothing.
Like a new dating green flag. He must swallow my puke.
Yeah. If he can swallow your puke,
red flag. He doesn't swallow.
He'd rather me be embarrassed.
Okay, but the thing is, the option wasn't out there. She never like, can I vomit in your mouth? She vomited in my mouth. I can do two things. Vomit back in her mouth. Or swallow. That's
no,
the only two
you
things.
Can stop kissing and spit it out.
Yeah, but if I spit it out, now people will move away. The dance is going to stop. The cleaner's gonna come, suddenly like the whole fucking spotlight there.
You can hold it in your mouth and go to the toilet and spit it out.
How long do you think I can hold
it? You fucking swallow it!
Yeah, which is a
second.
Holding someone else's vomit in your mouth, bro.
Carrying a vomit in my mouth for 10 seconds is like that is worse!
No, I keep imagining
it's not worse, bro.
I keep constantly hearing
carrying vomit in your mouth is not worse than swallowing. In that 1 second, it's just like, finish. You are carrying means you know consciously there's vomit in your mind. It's not your fucking vomit. And you're walking through the toilet.
Dude, hey,
sorry, bro.
There's just in no fucking way I will swallow someone's puke.
Yeah.
Like, no fucking way.
I did it because in my head just...
Love her.
So, did you get her number?
No, I didn't get her number. I didn't get anything.
What did you swallow for?
Huh?
Bro, it's
no
just,
follow up.
No, for me, it's just basic decency. Like, she vomit your mouth.
No, it's not. Basic,
it's not
basic decency,
no, it's
bro.
Not. It's not basic decency.
It's not basic,
bro.
It's special, bro. Basic it's like, decency. Hold is... the lip door open.
Pulling the chair up.
Swallow someone else's
puke. Swallowing the door, bro. What the fuck?
No, I'm not saying the swallowing is the basic decency. It's just like trying to respect her zone, you know, like, don't make it a scene for her. Like that.
You are a very nice guy.
A real lady.
But extend for a woman, okay? I don't mind. I don't care about pukes. It's okay. Wow. Puke is a part of body, you know.
Husband material right there.
Yeah, there you go. Give it up for Jarvis.
Yeah, Jarvis. Respect.
Any of y'all single, please. You want to pick up
a but I don't know why I never got a number. That's a very good question.
Never follow up. Never close.
No, I just like, wow, this is an experience. This is a story that I would tell for 100 years.
Do you remember her name?
Ah, yeah, Rachel.
Okay, Rachel, if you're watching this,
remember. She's rebel days.
She's married now.
She's married.
Oh, then Rachel, please don't.
Fuck her on Facebook or some shit.
No, I follow her Instagram. She don't follow me back.
So if your wife's name is Rachel and always used to go to rebel, well, she puked in someone's mouth.
Yeah,
and she puked in his mouth. Someone swallowed it.
And
can
I
you do the same for your wife?
So,
how do I end this off? How do I end this off?
It went so far.
No, you asked me, I answered.
I thought you all like make up malu a bit. No, sia, this f***er makan puke all f***ing hell. I don't know how to end this off. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We've come to the end.
But I made out with her after the puke. So it was like smelly but like comfortable because like...
smelly but comfortable?
No, but I can smell the puke but it's like... You know, you pee in my mouth, I swallow. Okay, you are embarrassed. I also embarrassed. Kid, let's just do this. Like, blah, blah, blah. Wow. It was more sensual after
your
that.
Your digestive juices are in my system now.
Yeah.
You got stomach ache after that? You got stomach ache?
No, I don't have stomach ache. I don't know.
Probably, match made in heaven.
I got no hangover. I like. Can you pee more?
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We've come to the end of the show. Be sure to check out the boys at Tropics, a new show, Living an Expat. Like, share, subscribe. Thank you for watching,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks for having us, guys. Liquid Courage. Awesome.
Rachel!
Awesome show. Hey, thanks, man.
Cheers to Rachel.
It was a good time, Rachel. And swallowing vomit.
Cheers to me. I'm the one who swallowed the vomit.
Sorry, bro. No thanks to Rachel,
Wait, can we pause Rachel, for a cheers shot for the camera, please?
Okay.
Cheers!
Rachel.
Okay.
Wait, careful, bro.
Don't puke,
Don't worry, I will drink it.